6 on this Wednesday. It feels like a Monday to me because I've been up at Lake of the Woods the last couple of days, but it's Wednesday, the Wednesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show. Our next guest is a woman from Fargo named Melanie Pape, and Melanie has a student or students in the Fargo School District, and Melanie and some other parents as well are worried because it's going to be really hot next week. Temperatures unseasonably warm, even for late August, forecast in the 90s, in some cases in the high 90s. And there are 6 schools in Fargo in the district that don't have air conditioning. And one of them is Lewis and Clark School, elementary school in South Fargo. And Melanie is saying, you know what? This could be bad. It could be bad that our kids are melting away in a school in Fargo when it's 90 plus degrees. So I wanted to have Melanie on the program today to talk about her concerns and ask what she would like to see happen. So I want to welcome Melanie Pape to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Melanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I think I set it up correctly, didn't I? Do you have a student or students in Lewis and Clark?
I currently have 2 students in Lewis and Clark and then one that will be there in the future years.
Okay. And as I said, there's 6 schools in this Fargo School District, including Lewis and Clark. The others are Clara Barton, Hawthorne, Roosevelt, Horace Mann, and McKinley. They're the older schools, don't have air conditioning. And you're saying, wait a second here, it's going to be a cooker next week. And these kids are going to be, they're going to be hot. They're going to be, you know, just ridiculously hot in this school, Melanie. What's your concern? What do you want to see happen?
That's exactly the point. My concern is basically for the health and safety of our children. We were there last night for back to school night, and it was miserable. We were in the building for an hour and a half, and honestly, I came home with my clothes wet, and I felt nauseous. So I fear putting kids in that situation all day long, several days in a row, is not going to be good for their health.
So what would you like to see happen? I mean, I think we can all agree it's too late to have air conditioning installed now into the schools. But what's the solution for you?
You know, unfortunately, there is no good solution. I've heard in the past that school has been canceled on days when the heat index was just ridiculous. I don't know if that's something that they're going to look at doing or, you know, at what point that really is a concern. I started contacting the school board a year to a year and a half ago, and every time I've contacted them, they are constantly, we're working on it. We're doing a long-range plan. We're going to get to it. We know it's important. And from what I understand, it's been going on that way for years, and that's my biggest thing. This needs to get taken care of for our kids for the future, not 10 years from now, but soon.
Well, and I made a phone call today because I knew that you and I were going to chat, and I talked to Dina Goldenberg, and she is the president of the Fargo School Board, and Dinah said that it's in the long-range plans for the Fargo School District to outfit all 6 of the schools with air conditioning at some point. She said, you know, the problem is that we can't really, you know, do one here and one there. We want to have a long-range facility plan. And the other wrinkle, she said, is, you know, yes, we're working on it. Yes, we are sympathetic, but this is going to be something that's going to cost $15, $16, $17 million. This isn't going to be a $1,000 fix. And so therefore it's not an easy overnight type of fix, Melanie. I mean, what's your response to that?
I absolutely understand that it's not an easy fix. The numbers have changed a lot since they initially started talking about it. I heard numbers that were a lot less than the 15, 16 million. Regardless, I realize it's expensive. I run a business and I know you have to have money to pay your bills. I'm not all about going into debt when you don't have the money. However, there's got to be some kind of a solution. There's got to be some other options out there. Our children's safety is too important. And not to mention all the other schools that have the air conditioning. If it's not important, why do they have it? Why do we turn it on there? You know, I'm not by any means saying take the air away from anybody else because I think it's important. But I hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, we did that growing up. We didn't have it then. Fine. Turn the air off in your school. Turn the air off at your business. Maybe we can save some money and use those energy costs to put air in the other schools.
We're talking with Melanie Pape. She's a parent of a couple of kids who go to Lewis and Clark School in Fargo. She's concerned that with temperatures forecast in the 90s next week, that some of the kids in the schools that don't have air conditioning in Fargo are going to, you know, be in a tough spot with all the heat. Have you had any indication, Melanie, you know, from anybody within the school district that they might consider, you know, calling off school or shortening the school day or doing anything like that? Or have you had any indication of what they might do if indeed the heat indexes reach as high as we might think they reach?
We did get an automated call just today from Lewis and Clark. They said that they will make sure that water is readily available to all the students and take precautions and try. There are a couple areas in the school that do have air conditioning. That would be the administrative offices, the lunchroom, the library, and then the new music room, which are in portables. So they said that they would try to utilize those spaces as much as possible. So no, I have had no indication that school will be called off or anything of that nature. And I don't know if that's the right answer or not, unfortunately.
And I certainly sympathize with you, and I understand from the Fargo School District standpoint that it is a big project. You know, it can't be done overnight or even for next spring. My concern as a parent, even outside of the safety issue, would be the kids aren't going to learn anything anyway. I mean, and I know it's early in the school year, so maybe they're not going to be grinding away too hard anyway. But when it's that hot out, the concentration level for elementary school kids is going to be even less than it already is. And that's no knock on elementary school kids, but they don't have the longest attention spans. It's going to be tough to learn to get anything done, I would think, during the school day.
I absolutely agree with you. I've said that many times. I remember talking to my son's teacher and asking her how the days went, and she just said their concentration is very short. They're just going to be in survival mode. And so, yeah. And do I feel my child is getting an equal education compared to some other schools in Fargo? No, absolutely not. And you did say some of those schools are some of the older schools. You know, the more maybe affluent areas of town have air conditioning. And that's just an interesting point. I'm not saying necessarily that's the way it is. I realize those schools were built first. But, you know, our school is overcrowded. We have a computer room in a closet. So we have students. We have a lot of students, and they deserve the same kind of education that other Fargo students are getting as well.
Well, I find it actually amazing that in the year 2013, that some schools still don't have air conditioning in them. I mean, I know that we live in the far north. I know that it's not an issue for much more than a week or two every school year. But it is 2013, and the schools they build now, like you said, I'm sure, I'll bet Davies High School has a really good air conditioning system in it. I'll bet it does. And so it's an interesting topic of discussion.
I've been in Carlton Isleson, and I've had to wear sweaters in the middle of summer because I've been so cold due to their air conditioning system. And the thing is this is not a 1 or 2 week program. I was told because of the lack of air that summer school would not take place in Lewis and Clark. But there were students in there all summer in classes.
Oh, okay. So it goes throughout the summer. Oh, sure. That makes sense. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an issue. I mean, those students are maybe behind to begin with, and now they need that extra summer to try and catch up. That's probably not happening really well in an environment such as that.
So do you have anything organized, any sort of organized group? I know you have a Facebook page you told me about, but anything else that you're going to try to contact the Fargo School District? It's crunch time because school starts tomorrow. So what's happening on that front?
We've had many people contacting the school district for years already. I kind of feel a little hopeless in the situation. You know, they keep saying we're working on it. We're working on it. I feel like they pacify you. And honestly, I don't know what else we can do to get them to realize this is not safe. Unfortunately, it's going to take somebody getting sick, severely sick, before they're going to say enough is enough. We do have a lot of parents that feel the same way, and we've been in contact with our school board members as much as possible. But we kind of keep getting the same answers.
Okay. All right, Melanie, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I sympathize with you. I'm not sure anything's going to get done anytime soon because after talking with Mrs. Goldenberg today, it's a long-range thing, and you've been told the story 15 times. It's a long-range thing. It's very expensive, and they want to do them all at once and not just helter-skelter, one here and one there. So I'm not sure if next year or the year after even we're going to get any satisfaction here. So hang in there, okay?
I do really appreciate you getting the story out. It's that kind of thing that's going to help us.
Yep, you bet, Melanie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. You bet. Melanie Pape.